latest on the Hezbollah exploding pager attack. It's fascinating to me, and we're going to find out about that with Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Apparently there's been, what, a second wave of these devices exploding, right?
Yeah, that's right. The first wave was on Tuesday when thousands of pagers detonated across Lebanon. And then yesterday, while the Lebanese people were still reeling from that, walkie-talkies started to explode as well. We're told that 37 people at least have died, including two children, and thousands more have been injured. I was just reading testimony from a doctor in Lebanon who says he's extracted more eyes in the last 2 days than he had in his entire career before then. Now, Israel is accused of carrying out this attack, targeting Hezbollah militants. The armed group has been using pagers and walkie-talkies as their main method of communication for some time. Israel hasn't commented, but Hezbollah has promised revenge.
Well, who else would it be? I mean, not too many others you can think of. But hey, I'm just curious about this. You've got somehow or other, it looks to me like, or my logic tells me that somehow or other, somebody had to get these explosive devices, make them into explosive devices. They had to put something into these the devices to blow up. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And what we seem to understand at this point is that it was about a year ago when Hezbollah decided they didn't want to use phones anymore. The leader said that phones were more dangerous than Israeli spies. But essentially, in doing so, he broadcasted that they were going to use pagers and walkie-talkies, or certainly less sophisticated technology. And that meant that they had to source them. And 5 months ago, Hezbollah imported large numbers of pagers and walkie-talkies. But by the time they got to Lebanon, it appears as though the Israeli security service had intercepted them and inserted small amounts of explosive material within this new batch of pagers, and also figured out how to detonate them simultaneously.
Wow. Wow. And of course, obviously there's enough explosives there, or enough explosive power to kill somebody, especially if you've got that thing up to your ear or something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These are things that are normally carried very close to the body, or you pick it up and hold it close to your face when a message comes in. A walkie-talkie, obviously, you hold close to your face and your head as well. So, yeah, very dangerous situation. So that's one aspect of this, the injuries and the death. The other is that it has had a devastating effect on Hezbollah's communications network. This is how they talk to each other, how they made plans, how they conducted operations, and that is something that Israel was clearly trying to interfere with.
Yeah, that's true. And there's the collateral damage. There have been other people other than Hezbollah that have been hurt and killed.
Yeah, I mean, people in Lebanon are struggling to sort of come to terms with what's happened. There's a lot of fear about what will happen next. And there is fury among ordinary Lebanese people because these explosions often happened in very public areas. There's CCTV video of explosions in supermarkets. A 10-year-old boy was yesterday buried as a result of these blasts. His father was the one who had the pager, but a message went off. The little boy picked it up. And sadly, that was the last thing he did.
Okay. Now, is Secretary Blinken in the region again to talk about a ceasefire?
Yeah, he was in Egypt yesterday, ostensibly to talk about cooperation between Egypt and the United States. But the ceasefire was something which is on the agenda, as well as what's happening in Lebanon. He said that there are 18 paragraphs in the ceasefire proposal between Israel and Hamas that's on the table. 15 have been agreed to, 15 paragraphs. And he says that what's left is down to political will, not to anything practical.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Interesting information this morning. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage reporting. And wow. I'll figure out how we finally figured out how they got the explosives into the devices. Well, they were shipped when they were being shipped, apparently. Somebody got in there and did it. Had a lot of devices and a lot of spy work going on there, intelligence work. It's coming up on 8:16, 8:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is sports time again with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll be talking football tonight, starting with college football, the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the Kansas State head coach, 6 o'clock tonight. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, late game Saturday night, as 13th-ranked K-State will be on the road at BYU. Both teams are undefeated, conference opener. And that game kicks off at 9:30 p.m. Saturday night. So stay up late for the Wildcats. Get a preview tonight with Coach Kleiman. This show at 6 o'clock over in KFH. After that, it is time for the beginning of a new week in the NFL. Thursday night football has rolled around. They'll be in New Jersey tonight. The New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. Home opener for the Jets under their veteran quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He didn't get just a few plays into the season last year on that turf before being injured for the entire year. Jets are favored at home by a touchdown. 7 o'clock tonight, Patriots-Jets on KFH. It is volleyball time. Busy volleyball time for Wichita State. Shockers have been away from home for their first 9 matches of the season. Now the Shocks get 3 home matches in 3 nights. It's the home opener at Coke Arena tonight. Shockers hosting Cal Poly at 7 o'clock this evening. It's all part of the 15th Shocker Volleyball Classic. Like we said, Shocks get three matches in 3 nights on home court at Coke Arena starting tonight with Cal Poly. Major League Baseball last night, Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium hosting the Detroit Tigers. The Royals hoping to get a win and not get swept at home by Detroit, but that didn't happen. The Tigers won it 4-2 for the 3-game sweep, giving the Royals a 4-game losing streak. 16,000 at the game last night in Kauffman Stadium. The Royals swept at home for the first time all season long. Not a good time for that to happen. The bottom 4 hitters in the Royals lineup combined to go 1-for-15 at the plate. And the Royals lose another game in their playoff chase. KC now with a 2-game lead for the playoffs over the Detroit Tigers with 9 games to go in the season. Still, ESPN analytics say the Royals have an 89% chance to make the playoffs.
Wow.
So they can hold on to that 2-game lead with 9 to go. It is an off day today for the Kansas City Royals as the homestand will continue. JUCO volleyball last night. Another win for Cowley College, the defending national champs. Cowley sweeping Highland 3-0 in Arkansas City last night. Cowley volleyball team, of course, undefeated national champs last year and now a 10-0 start this season. Cowley volleyball, ranked number 1 in the nation, has now won 51 matches in a row. The Cowley men's soccer team is pretty good, too. They're ranked 4th in the nation. And Cowley at home, defeating Barton Community College 2-0. The Cowley men's soccer team on a 4-game winning streak, undefeated on the season, 6-0-1, and ranked number 4 in the nation. JUCO women's soccer. Butler Community College is ranked 6th in the nation, winning in El Dorado over Seward County 4-1 yesterday. The Butler women's soccer team has won 4 in a row. They're undefeated, 6-0-2 on the season, and they are ranked 6th in the nation, Butler women's soccer. And a couple of baseball birthdays today. The former manager of the Wichita Wranglers, Keith Champion, is 65 years old today. Managed the Wranglers in 1994. And we have a legend celebrating a birthday today. One of the great college baseball players of all time, Phil Stevenson, is 64 years old today.
Phil's having a birthday.
Born in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Legendary first baseman for the Shockers. Of course, playing for his older brother, head coach Gene Stevenson. Phil, during his college career, had a 47-game hitting streak in 1981 to set the NCAA record.
Wow.
It was later broken by Robin Ventura. Phil played 4 years in the major leagues, 57 career home runs with the Shockers, and of course, one of the great honors ever. Collegiate baseball named Phil Stevenson one of the 3 greatest college baseball players of the 20th century.
Wow. About that, Phil.
In 1982, Phil batted .399 at the plate, led the nation with 87 stolen bases, and the Shocks, of course, finished runner-up at the College World Series. Phil Stevenson is in the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame, the Missouri Valley Conference Hall of Fame, and the National Collegiate Baseball Hall of Fame.
If he stole all those bases, he must be pretty fleet of foot.
Oh, he was back in the day.
In the day, yeah.
Very fast. There you go. Happy birthday to a Wichita sports legend, former Shocker baseball superstar Phil Stevenson. He is 64 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean elaborates on Trump's dictator comment. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.